They, too, are humanoid in appearance, and yet are oftentimes unobserved. They are seeing but not being seen. They are not readily apparent to those who would be taken aboard. D. They don't usually reveal themselves to the person, you mean? P. That is accurate. D. If they take sustenance, what type would it be? P. They are given in fluid form those elements and minerals which would be necessary to their bodily functions. D. This would not be in fair form of solid food as we know it. P. Not in the sense that there is no solid food given. However, it is not of the same type that you yourselves would sustain. Denial of access. 263. D. Are large numbers of Earth's inhabitants undergoing a form of contact or communication with these things? P. Yes, there are many who have volunteered for this. D. Why are these beings taking people on board these crafts? What is the purpose behind that? P. We would ask that you understand that your residence on this planet was not, as some feel, accidental. Nor was it, as others feel, accurate according to that which is called your Bible. That is to say, that God created man in his own image, such as is understood from a somewhat fundamentalist viewpoint. We would ask that you understand that the human existence on this planet was given by those who are now returning to examine the fruits of their labor, as you might say. D. I was wondering why the visitation said continuing. P. A planet in residence is to be given to those who would choose to begin in another place, and not participate in the final upheaval of this planet Earth. It is therefore necessary to understand the biological state of those vehicles who would choose to migrate, so there is not given to that other planet the contamination which is indigenous to this planet. Those who would choose to go would be filtered and screened carefully, so there are no genetic or biologic defects introduced to that population. It is desired that only those who are most suitable be transported, so that the race which would evolve would be as free from defect as possible. There are many genetic defects in your own human stock which you need only look around to recognize, such as your mental and physical deformities. That would be undesirable. This entity, Phil, was chosen to be involved in this project. He, himself, at one time on another planet, was the experimenter as opposed to the experimentee. He has now elected to place himself in this position, so that he can understand that experience from another angle. D. Turn about is fair play, in other words. P. That is accurate. D. It has been said that there will be spaceships standing by to take some survivors off our planet if we used our atomic bombs. Is there anything you can tell us about this? P. We would say that if the scenario you have described were to become reality, then there would be those who would be offered the option of relocating to another planet. This will also be 264. The keepers of the Gaiden. D. P. D. P. D. P. D. P. D. P. Offered at the time of the coming Earth shift. At this time the new planet ties in a somewhat imperfect state of construction. However, it is one which would be able to support life quite readily for those who would choose to go there. There will be those who would choose to remain and take care of what would be left behind, or try to restart or rebuild that which is on this planet. The option would be given and would be entirely voluntary on the part of each individual. Just as your planet was seeded, nurtured and watched over for eons, another has received its life charter and is ready for habitation. Your body styles are compatible and are being prepared as the new race. History is merely repeating itself in its ongoing process. As your planet is entering its death throes and making ready for drastic traumatic changes, another planet, new, fresh and unspoiled, is being readied for those who would make their journey. It is as yours once was, pristine and unsullied. During the coming upheavals many will not survive and others will desire to relocate. Hopefully the same mistakes will not be made on that world. If one chose to go to the other planet, would they be transported with the body that they have, or would they be changed? That is accurate. It would be a physical, three-dimensional transportation en masse. Would spaceships be used for transportation? That is accurate. This planet you speak of, is it in our solar system? Not in the solar system, but in the galaxy. Is it similar to Earth? In some respects, yes. In many respects, no. There would be a period of acclimation necessary for your human bodies, which have become acclimated to the energy of this planet, to realign to that new energy. There would be a feeling of disorientation and a period of melancholy. However, the sustaining energies on that planet would eventually heal those imbalances left by the energies of this planet. That planet would be much more conducive to your human life forms than this planet. Is that planet inhabited? No. Not by those of your race at this time. However, there are those who are of more custodial or constructive nature still working to prepare it for those of you who would choose to inhabit it. It is not inhabited but populated, yes. It has not been populated in denial of access, 265, mass, but it could be at any time. D, you said there were some differences. How is that planet different? P, there are those energies present on that planet which are absent on this planet. It has to do with the energy rivers which course through the universes. That planet is in a different river of energy. D. Does the planet have a name? P. The name given to that planet has no equivalent to translated this time. However, in spiritual realities a vibration is given. You, yourselves, those of you who shall choose to inhabit this planet, will be given the responsibility of choosing a name based on the experiences previous to the migration as well as the experiences of those on the planet at that time. We should not be so presumptuous as to give this name ahead of time as those who are the true inheritors of the planet themselves have not so decided. D. Are there physical topography differences between that planet and our planet? P. Yes. The areas most conducive to inhabitation at this time would be similar to your Midwest plains. The planet itself is somewhat unsettled, it itself has not completed its growth and is somewhat immature as a planet. However, it would be most conducive to supporting life as you know it in your life forms. And, yes, animals could be transported also. It would support animal life. D. If we choose to go to that planet, will we remember that we left Earth? P. Certainly. There will be no loss of consciousness. However, only those who would be most productive on that planet would be allowed to migrate. Those who would introduce a criminal element would not be allowed. Only those of the highest nature would be allowed to transmigrate. D. Then there would be certain restrictions. P. That is accurate. D. Would those who remain and don't choose to go to this other planet be, more or less, picking up the pieces, and restructuring it according to what it was? Or would there be the desire to create something different? P. There will be those who choose to remain on this planet, to clean up the mess, so to say, and begin anew. These will be assisted in many ways by the extraterrestrials. Also the beings of light would remain to assist those who stayed behind, in order to build a more perfect union of mind, body and spirit in the environment they find. Many lessons of a strengthening nature could be, 266, the keepers of the garden, learned from remaining here. Those who choose to leave will then begin a new civilization on another planet. Cousins to those who are to remain behind. D. Will there also be qualifications for those who remain? P. The individual themselves would make that decision as to remain or not. The qualifications are simply being physically able to survive. There would be no forced transmigration. The choice would simply be with the individual. The times at that period will be of a testing nature. Not for those who would be, perhaps, squeamish. D. Is this plant going to be ailable even if nothing happens to the Earth? P. That is accurate. D. On this planet what end of environment would people live in? P. There would be given those technologies which would allow for the construction of cities and societies as you know them here. However, there would be also given those additional technologies and concepts which would allow for a more perfect societal structuring free of the prejudices and restrictions found in your societies at present. There was a reluctance within me to give up totally on this home, this world of ours, even if such a perfected planet were in existence. D. Is it possible for us to eventually construct a ship that will take people back and forth between these two planets? P. There is no need for your technology to attempt this for you have not reached the point which would allow it. The ability to do this is already in place. However, it is not your technology that will allow this. D. Would these people that choose to go there be allowed to go back and forth? To return to Earth and travel between these two planets? P. There will be those who will be shuttles. Taking what has been learned from the new planet and integrating it back into this old planet, and a sharing of the knowledge. D. Will there be telepathic communication with this new world? P. There will be communication. However, the telepathic nature of the communication would rest entirely with the individuals involved. Those who would choose to allow themselves that ability would be given lessons on how to improve it, and in which manners to use it. Eventually, the entire population will be at a telepathic level because this will be universal. Denial of access. 267. D. Can you tell us a little bit about those who would assist Earthlings in this transportation? P. They are, as has been said earlier, the helpers. Those of a high spiritual nature, who are even now assisting in the energy redirection of your planet, to hopefully prevent self-destruction. They are those who are taking those samples and abductions, as you call them. They themselves have experienced, in their past, the destruction of their planet in a similar fashion, and the subsequent migration to another planet. They are well suited to the task of assistance, because they can draw personally from that knowledge of the events which happened on their planet. They themselves have volunteered for this assignment, as they can well relate to the necessities involved in transplanting a society en masse from one planet to another. There are many different types of helpers involved here. Not all are from one planet, but they all share in some form or another the desire to assist those of you on this planet. To help in raising your consciousness and allowing you to become more aware of, not only yourselves, but of those around you. And to be aware of and to be able to relate to and share in the love of that which you call the universe, that Christ spirit or God energy of which the universe is made and is so routinely denied on this planet. D. Does the Pleiades have any special significance in this relocation process that we've been discussing? P. Only in that those who are assisting are of the Pleiadian nature. Many come from this area, or are inhabitants of the systems of the Pleiades. However, not that the new home planet itself is in that system. D. That was going to be my next question. It has been said that in the sleep state some of us are being taken aboard a spaceship and trading information concerning the events to come. Is this true? P. That is accurate. For always in any civilization undertaking as dramatic a change as this, there will be coaching and practice runs. So that during the actual transportation there will not be a feeling of total disorientation, but of accomplishment, of having practiced or done this many times before. This is simply to prepare those who would choose to relocate to allow them the most comfort possible in this transference. So that the concept would not be new, but would be very familiar. This is not done in the physical sense, but is entirely true in a spiritual sense. 268. The Keepers, the Garden of Practice Run, so to say. We would ask that you visualize at this time a concept of a refuge. An area to remove those individuals to, who would be most dramatically affected by this change which is now in progress on your planet. D. Has this change been occurring for a long time? P. Not in your chronological years. However, it has been worked on and prepared for many eons from the spiritual plane. D. It seems like our seasons are changing. Does that have anything to do with it? P. That is a manifestation of this change, not a cause of it. A simple reflection of the reality that this change is in fact occurring. Just as many other changes are now occurring on many different levels, and are apparent to those who would turn their attention to this change. D. Am I right in assuming that the seasons have changed? P. That is accurate. D. Is this being caused by the shift of the Earth? P. That is accurate. D. Are the California earthquakes part of this? P. That is accurate. There is a shift in the tectonic plate position which is now occurring on your planet from that which was somewhat more stable to that which is more fluid. It has been observed that there is an increase in movement in your tectonic plates. This is owing to the fact that the electromagnetic field around your planet is in flux. It is therefore causing the iron content of the crust to attempt to realign itself with this new electromagnetic positioning. The plates are following the new flux alignments. D. Then it had something to do with the iron content? P. The crust itself is somewhat reactive to the magnetic properties of the electromagnetic field surrounding your planet. It is as if the plates are somewhat magnetic in reactance to these electromagnetic fields and are trying to realign themselves to these fields. It is similar to iron filings following a magnet placed under a paper. As we perceive it, at this point the tectonic plate theory has been understood to be dynamic and change based on the rotation of the Earth. This is not completely accurate in that the crust is attempting to align itself to these magnetic fields. This flux in magnetic field is the cause of the shifting plates, and not the polar alignment. D. Over the years there have been many cases of mutilation of livestock that have, denial of access, 269, been attributed to the activity of UFOs or possibly extraterrestrials. If this is true, why is this being done? Since there are so many cases it would have seemed like a farming operation rather than a research operation. P. We would say that in many instances, this was simply the work of individuals who, through misuse of their own energies, had developed a need to generate some excitement and were nothing more than simple demonstrations. However, this is not to say that all mutilations were of this nature. There is a segment of these instances in which extraterrestrials are involved. In these cases, the mutilations are experimental in obtaining a better understanding of the biological, immunological, physiological makeup of these animals. There is at this time a testing of compatibility of certain animals to be allowed to migrate or transport to populate the seeding planet now being prepared. There were organs needed for genetic and biologic experimentation. However, these would be in the minority. Note that the word biologic has a slightly different meaning from biological. It means a biological product. D. Then they're not only preparing humans, they're preparing the food sources they will need. Is that what you mean? P. Not so to say, preparing. But rather to gain a better understanding of those species which would be the most appropriate. In other words, to somewhat mutate those sources now available on your planet to a higher level so they would be more compatible with that other planet. D. Surely on the new planet they would not be eating meat, would they? P. There are those who would be most sustained by meat. D. We're not going to totally change our habits. Laugh, I'm interested in knowing if the extraterrestrials are doing anything genetically with us. Are there any genetic acceleration techniques being used? P. We feel here you speak of in humanoid terms. That is, as applying to your physical human bodies, we would say that there is the attempting to create a more perfect human body, in terms of immunological response to disease and resistance to disease initially, such that there will be those, or that stock perhaps, of human bodies eventually that would be most resistant to most forms of disease on your planet now. The intent of this genetic engineering is to, in essence, create a more perfect physical body, 270, the keepers of the garden, such that the spirit, once raised in awareness, can more perfectly translate into these more perfect bodies. A more perfect spirit requires a more perfect body. D. Then in this way they are actually helping more than they are harming, Arunth? P. Indeed. There is no intent on harm in any of this. In order to perfect your human species, that is, your physical human bodies, it is necessary to study and take samples. The effort being expended here is of making a perfect human vehicle, such that the debilitating diseases of old age and mental retardation, and all forms of disease would be eliminated. It is necessary to study the human anatomy in this intimate environment, in order to more fully understand the mechanisms at work which cause these debilitating manifestations. The effort is to create a perfect human vehicle, such that those who would habit this other planet then would begin to procreate these genetically superior bodies or vehicles. D. What would be the object of having a superior body? I thought P. D. P. D. P. D. P. Objective was to raise our spirit that is accurate. But would you wish to inhabit a lesser or inferior vehicle, as opposed to a more superior? Does it really matter if the spirit is only temporarily here anyway? Certainly. For the ability to do the work that your spirit has prescribed is directly influenced by the ability of your vehicle to do that work. I work with other people who have had these types of UFO experiences. Will it also be difficult to get to their information? The information is simply difficult to reach, or to access, owing to the volatile nature of the personalities involved. The information is buried beneath the highly disruptive cover of emotional trauma caused by the extreme warping of conscious reality. Does this burying of the information occur through the person's own subconscious, or do the beings do something to cause the information to recede, so to speak? It is a safety device to allow the information to be protected from manipulation by the subconscious. Perhaps here we should say that the subconscious would change the interpretation so that it would be presented in a more palatable manner. We would then need to rearrange the information so that it could be presented more accurately. Denial of access, 271, D. Do you think this is the safety device when the subconscious interprets it in a different way? P. That is accurate. It would be interpreted in a rational manner. We would say that the burying of the information is necessary, so the experience be undisturbed and unadulterated by conscious rationalizing or conscious rational thought. Therefore it, by necessity, must be buried at a level which would place it away from the conscious mind. D. I was wondering if the beings used some form of hypnosis, such as I use, to cause this information to be hidden. P. It possibly could be related in those terms. However, it is a somewhat more involved process because it accounts for many spiritual functions as well, as yet undiscovered in the human awareness. Uncharted areas of awareness that as yet have, for the most part, remained largely unknown. D. Then it's more complicated than we realize. Is this why it is so difficult to retrieve? P. That is accurate. D. It seems that it takes hypnosis to bring it forward. Is there any reason for that? P. It is simply that the information is buried beneath the layer of conscious awareness. And so it must be reached in a manner which would preclude the conscious state from editing or rearranging the information. Hypnosis is a form of direct communication with that which is often called the subconscious. D. Then by using this method will the information be accurate when it comes forth? P. As best as can be interpreted by the perceptions of the individual involved. For what is related is simply a restating of that which was perceived. D. But do you think I can be reasonably sure it is accurate when it comes forth this way? P. The information given would be perhaps colored by the emotional trauma of an experience of that nature. D. But the person won't be able to actually falsify it. P. That again would depend on the moral character of the individual involved. For were his standards such that the information be unadulterated or changed and be presented as accurately as possible, then that would be the standard the individual would follow. However, there are, again, those who would not hold that high standard. 272. The keepers of the garden. D. Then if someone had a tendency to exaggerate or to manufacture a story, they would do it under hypnosis also. P. That is accurate. D. Would they make it up out of whole cloth, or would they just change some of the details? I'm always curious as to how I can tell. P. There is perhaps no real way of discerning that which is whole cloth and that which is true experience. The pathology of the personality of the individual would dictate the moral standards which the individual followed. Therefore, one would necessarily need a complete understanding of the pathology of that individual, in order to ascertain the degree of coloring given to the information. The need to embellish would perhaps be more prevalent in a somewhat less refined personality. Although, not to say that all of the less refined personalities would embellish. Simply that the pause, looking for word, predisposition to embellish would perhaps be more prevalent in the less refined personalities. D. I was just wondering if there was a chance that the entire story they were telling me could be made up. P. That is possible, although not common. D. Then it would be more common for it to have some facts than just embellishment. P. That is accurate. to perhaps related in terms of misperceptions rather than deliberate falsehoods. D. Then basically they tell me a story, I can assume it is based on some accuracy. P. Based on some actual fact. However, again, the Persian of said fact dictates that which is translated or related. D. Those are things I worry about. How can I be when working with this type of information? But you mentioned that these memories are buried deep into the subconscious and thus I should protect the person. I can agree with that. Some people who have had these experiences with extraterrestrial beings begin to have nightmares. Is there a reason for that? There was a long pause, then Phil opened his eyes, unexpectedly breaking the trance. He simply said, "I'm sorry. I'm up. I'm awake." Apparently I had inadvertently trespassed into the forbidden area. They apparently had not perceived my other questions as threatening until I inadvertently crossed the line into what they thought might relate to Phil's own experiences. Even though I could, denial of access, 273, see no connection, they apparently thought I was leading in that direction. It seemed they didn't like the way the questioning was going and left, breaking the trance. They had warned me. So in order to protect Phil from further trauma they interfered. This has only occurred a very few rare times in the past. When this happens Phil is unable to continue on his own. He has no conscious answers. So we definitely know the information does not come from him, but rather through him. Chapter 24, The Mysterious Black Box. Several months passed, and since I was involved in many other projects I put Phil's experiences on the back burner. I thought we had gone as far as we could under the circumstances. Phil was apparently coping and assimilating the strange information relating to his present life experiences, because I had not received any telephone calls from him. The question of the black box continued to plague me and raise much curiosity in me. I wanted to know how it could be opened, and what it contained. But I had to consider that project temporarily closed. It appeared to be information that we would not have access to. In my method of working, the welfare of the subject always comes first. I would need to jeopardize their mental or physical safety just to satisfy my own curiosity. The story is never worth that. I will never force them into any type of situation they do not feel comfortable with. Thus, if the answer was to come, it would have to come when Phil made the decision that he was ready to continue exploring this. Thus months passed before Phil unexpectedly phoned me. He had had a strange dream that suggested the strong possibility of another alien encounter. Not surprisingly, he thought it might concern the black box. He wanted to have another session because he remembered only snatches of a dream, and felt the strong impression that there had been given much important information that was eluding his conscious recall. He felt that it lay just beneath the surface and should be easily accessible. The need to know was now becoming extremely pertinent. He knew he would not be able to relax until he uncovered what it was all about. We set up a session there. 274, The Mysterious Black Box, 275, next day, because he felt that the longer he waited the more anxious he would become. When we met he began by telling me the memories of the dream. He was once more on board the craft, surrounded by the little grey creatures, their little hands lovingly touching his arms and body. In front of him stood the blonde pilot holding the black box. This time Phil received the impressions of concern and anxiousness from the beings. The eyes of the pilot expressed a feeling of urgency, as though an important time of decision had arrived. He had the feeling they were rooting for him, hoping he would recognize the importance of the box and at last be able to decipher the message. But he also knew that if the time was not right, and he was unable to do so, that the box would simply be returned to its storage place on board the craft, to await the proper time. He remembered that he felt great expectation and apprehension as he reached for the box and held it in his hands. From there the dream became indecipherable. All he could remember was a blinding flash of white light. From that point everything was obliterated except for the feeling of great love and satisfaction emanating from the beings. Whatever had occurred, they were very happy for him. He awoke with this feeling of pleasure in his conscious mind, but the nagging presence of something else smoldering just beneath the surface. After he reported the dream, We both came to the conclusion that apparently he had at last managed to gain access to the mysterious box. The information had apparently been released, but was not yet in their conscious mind. That would be my job, to gain access and bring it forward into Phil's conscious memory, if access would not be denied again.